Dear Diary, today I just found a very interesting thing that I would like to share with you. Oh, you wouldn't believe this, but today I found a guy and he's like so awesome in bed. I feel so lucky to have him. I still got the shiver imagining his thick cock penetrating my body. But I get a little sidetracked here. Let me start from the start. Today we go to the meeting with people I don't know, because my friends kind of want to meet these new people, and she wants me to accompany her to a meet and greet at a restaurant. There's like 5 guys and 5 girls, me included, and I feel so bored. But then I noticed that a guy is just sitting, has just sit in front of me, and oh my god, he's so cute. I mean, his face is so cute, and I just adore his smile. And then, because I was so bored, I mean, it's hard to start a conversation with people you don't know. I'm just like, it's really awkward. And I really just get in there to accompany my friends. And that's when I get this devious idea. Oh, the naughty side of me is just can't resist to just teasing this young, cute guy in front of me. And then I decided I would play a footsie with him. So I removed my shoes from under the table, and slowly with my foot nudging his foot, he's kind of like startled and just looking down and looking back at me, and I just smile. And I'm trying to pretend that I don't know what he started about, but inside I was like, oh, you're so cute. And then I started to move my foot slowly up and down his calf, and it's like trying to hold the moon, and it's like very, very uncomfortable. But I don't think he doesn't like it. I think he likes it quite a lot. But what, his cute face, it started to blush in that cute way of him. I get the giggles. And I can't resist. I have to ask. I was like, hey dear, are you okay? Because you seem a little flustered. Do you need to see a doctor, perhaps? And he was just like all spluttering and said, oh, no, I'm fine, I'm totally fine. In that cute way. Oh my god, this is so fun. I can't resist. Just, I have to do this. And then I slowly inch my foot toward his inner thighs, and he almost jumped. but he managed to rein in his reaction. And then I feel kind of like almost disappointed, but I wouldn't want to make others notice what we are doing at the table. And then I just like, with my foot, I inch slowly along his inner thighs until I found that perch under his pants. That delightful perch. It's so, even with my foot, I can sense that it's quite big. Oh my god, don't get me started on that big perch. Okay, and then I just rub it along, and I can see that. Oh, well, while I'm doing that, I look him straight into the face. And he was just like very, very flustered. And while that happens, I just want to congratulate myself on being such a multitasker, because to tease him more, I just pick a piece of fruit. I can't remember which piece of fruit it was. Perhaps a grapes or strawberries. I think it was strawberry. And then I pick a strawberry, put it inside my mouth, and just licking the strawberry. Licking the strawberry and biting. Quite not biting it, but just lightly biting it. And keep picking up the juice. And it was just like, his eyes almost bulged out of his skull. And he's like, he's so flustered and can't believe that I am so daring to do that. But, well, what can you say? I was bored. And he was just like, oh my god, I can't believe this happened to me, perhaps. But then I bit into the strawberry and I'm making that delightful sound and just slowly savoring the strawberry in my mouth, eating strawberries slowly and sensually. Actually, I was imagining that I was sucking his cock while doing that. And he was just like, oh, I noticed that his butt is getting bigger than before. Oh my god, that butt. And then I was just like rubbing my foot along his cock. Then that he was just like panting and so red in the face. I almost pity him, but no, not really, I'm so bored. And then he just had to excuse himself to the bathroom. Well, I know what he will do in the bathroom. But then after that, well, he kind of like pay me back for all the teasing that I've done. Well, I can't really complain, because after that he walks up to me and he just like gave me his phone number and just like told me straight in the face, just come here at 10 a.m. after this, because I will fuck you. I will fuck your brains out. I mean, I was like, oh my god, is this guy for real? Oh my god, I can't believe he just told me that. But I get kind of like turned on, because his reaction is so cute, and I'm just like so turned on, because I know that he's well endowed down there. And so I just have to do it. And then I get into his apartment and I knock, and inside, when he opened the door and just like take one look at me and just motioned me inside, whatever. So I went inside and he just like went crazy. I mean, he went crazy, just grabbing me and then picking me up and then throwing me on the bed. And it's just like, without asking, just like rip me off my clothes. And then I was like, and then I was like super horny too, because we were in the moment, we just like kissing and just caressing each other. We're like caressing each other's bodies. And oh my god, that body. Oh my god, he's so, I can't even. So we just like caressing each other body and getting rid of all our clothes as humanly as possible. And then he lay me down on the bed, all naked, all bare for him. And he just like look at me, and he was just looking at me and just like touching me slowly across my body, just running his fingers slightly across my stomach like that. And I was like, have deep breath, anticipating what's to come. And then he's just like grabbing my breast and sucking on my nipples. And I was like, I was like, oh my god, is stuck on my nipples like that. I get so turned on. And he's just like, that divine tongue of him. And that divine tongue is criminal. It's criminal, I tell you. And then he was just squeezing my breast and licking it up. I'm liking what he does to my body. And then, it doesn't take too long till my pussy is getting so freaking wet. And it's just like, while he's sucking my tits, he's just inserting one finger up into my vagina, and it feels like, and it's just, he dares to chuckle, and he possibly chuckles, he'll possibly chuckle like, and I said, what is funny? And he just said, it's funny, you do like to tease me, but with just for me sucking on your tits, you're so wet like this. And I was just like, oh my god, I do have love for dirty talk. And then he was just fucking me with his fingers while sucking my tits. I can't bruise this because I'm so freaking horny. It doesn't take much to make me come. And I was just like, it's all too much for me because I get to come. I clench so hard around his fingers and I'm so freaking wet. And he can just keep stroking me. Although I'm coming, he's stroking me slowly and slowly until I come down. Oh, I get the best, one of the best, I guess, orgasms in my life. And I was like, oh, fuck. And he doesn't even use his cock yet. Man, oh my god, this guy is something else. And then, yeah, and then he just like sucked on my cock. And I was like, oh my god, that monster cock. Yes, I'm in this. Okay, and then I grabbed his very thick cock. And I was just like, looking along the side of it and kissing. This fucking thick cock. Oh my god, I love you, cock. Your cock. Can I marry your cock? Sticky. And he just grabbed my hair, says, stop, I want to come in your pussy. And I was like, oh yes, be my guest. Yes, I'm so freaking horny right now. And I just like laying back on the bed, and he went on top of me, and he just like rubbing his penis along my pussy lips. And I was like, oh, come on, I am so horny right now, come on, please, let's skip on the bullshit and just fuck me hard. I really need your fucking cock inside me, come on, cut the bullshit, please. You're so mean, don't you know that? Okay. I know that you're kind of pissed that I teased you in the restaurant back then, but this is too much. Come on, please. I'm such a jerk. Come on, please. I'm starting to, like, almost rubbing my own pussy against your cock. But you just hold on and you're just being a jerk. And I was. Okay. I know what I have to do. Okay. I'll beg for you. I'll beg you for it. I'll beg for a fucking cock. I was like, fuck, please just fuck me. Please, I want a cock so bad inside my pussy, please. I'm so horny right now. I want you a cock. And it just without warning shove it in, and I was like, and it just proceeded to fuck me out of my brains. My. I do love it, and a man knows how to use his cock. And that was so delightful. Shall I elaborate, maybe? But yeah, the point is, like, I can't even remember half of the time because I just like shouting and screaming because he just keep pounding on my pussy and I can't remember half of the things I said. Well, the point is, he's such a good fuck. Okay, and then he just left me his number and said, "Call me again. I like to fuck you." I'm like, oh my God, I feel so lucky. And I tell, and at work, I said to my friends, "Well, if you do have a meet and greet again and you need someone to accompany you, don't ever ask. I mean, don't even hesitate to ask me because I would love to because you're my angel, you know." And that's how I met the boy of my dream. I mean, the man.